Peace and blessings. Welcome to another episode of Boss Hijabipreneur. Women often appear to suffer from the misconception that to be successful in business or accepted in society, they have to diminish or denounce their faith or beliefs. As a business coach, I have encountered women cross-culturally who face internal conflict regarding their religious identity, maintaining their family roles, and being their most authentic selves. I developed this podcast to help guide them back to reclaiming their faith, better define their Islamic roles so they can own their identity, live their absolute best life, and be a powerhouse in business. Welcome back to the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast, and now in season 4. This is episode 49, How to Build a Six-Figure E-Commerce Biz in 6 Months with Zero Experience. And yes, you heard that right. So you guys know that my 2021 goal is to help 1,000 women of faith scale their e-commerce and social impact brands. And I wanted to spend this particular episode helping out that particular segment of our listening audience. And of course, I'm going to be doing that by growing the Boss Hijabi Society, which is a community of professional women of faith, networking, albeit virtually for now, and growing my consultation business. So I'm currently working and enrolling the next cohort of women in my 15-week Build Your Boss Biz grant program, where I'm helping 30-plus women. There are slots enough for 40 women, and I wanted to keep the group somewhat small so that, each of the women could focus on their particular business. Many of the sessions are live sessions, and so I wanted to make sure that they had enough time to be able to ask questions. A lot of what happens is you may have, a program where it's self-paced and, it basically, okay, listen to week one, listen to week two. And I wanted to create a program where it allowed the woman in real time while other people were speaking and asking questions, because each one of us is at a different phase of our business. So I wanted, or in our business journey, I'll say. So I wanted women to be able to, in real time with other women that were in different phases of their business, I wanted them to be able to ask questions in real time. And so many of the weeks are live sessions. And so you're able to do that in real time. There's also a Facebook community that you can, opt into, and you're able to, ask questions about the homework that you're given each week. You're able to, partner with another woman that's in the group. We will have accountability partners as well. So you can partner with a woman and you guys, can work offline. We give you all of that as, a part of the homework and the exercises. So, and I'll go over that at the end. I'll go over that at the end of this episode, just explaining everything that we're doing week by week. But I just wanted to kind of, just lay that up, just lay that out there for you guys. So, helping 30 plus women, we're laying the groundwork for creating a successful six-figure business. And so that is, what I made my goal at the top of 2021. It started at, the end of 2020, where we did the Boss Hijabis Biz Conference. And, the women that were in that conference, of course, we talk a lot about faith, family, finances, and overall wellness. And, there was just this, longing and urge, to take ownership, and 2021 being the year of ownership and more women taking ownership over their lives by becoming, either full-time or part-time entrepreneurs. In 2020, we saw a lot of people lose their jobs. We saw a lot of families, lose, income that, they were counting on, or, that they were able to live off of. And so, now, moving forward, I think if we've learned anything from the pandemic, what we've learned is that we need to take ownership over, our lives, and take ownership over, what people, people being able to dictate, hey, you can only make this amount if you work as an hourly employee. There are only so many hours in a day. There are only so many hours as a human being that you can possibly work. And I know many women who work 2, sometimes 3 jobs to provide for their families as a single mother. And then, even many families, where, a 2-income household is not enough, and one or both of the parents are working 2 jobs as well, just to, in some cases, make ends meet, or to have, just those additional luxuries that we would like to provide for our family. And, for me, I know that entrepreneurship is the answer for that. For me, It allowed me to be able to be with my children. It allowed me to be able to, you know, I can take a day off in the middle of the week and, you know, I can go help my son move, which is real. You know, I'm actually going to do that this week, you know, where, you know, when this episode airs, you know, I'll be, you know, in South Jersey, you know, helping my son move. And so, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do that had I worked a 9-to-5. And if I was able to do that, I would have to ask permission. I would have to ask for a day off, you know, in the middle of the week where, you know, as, you know, a full-time business owner, full-time entrepreneur, I don't have to ask anyone permission to do anything. You know, I can, you know, I make my own schedule and et cetera. So, you know, that's the beauty of ownership. That's the beauty of, you know, having ownership over my time, having ownership over, you know, the money that I make, you know, in my business. You know, the money that I make in my business right now is dependent on me. You know, I can make as much or as little as I want. And so I wanted to be able to help more women do that. And through the 15-week Build Your Boss Biz grant program, I'm doing just that, inshallah. So, you know, these women are, you know, I'm helping them to create successful six-figure businesses. And the beauty of that is that everything that I'm giving them, you know, all the participants in this program is a snapshot of the information I provide in my monthly one-on-one programs, which, you know, my clients now, they pay thousands of dollars a month for me to provide these services, for me to provide this coaching, you know, a consultation, these strategies, these tips. They pay thousands of dollars a month to do that. And because of group coaching, you know, having a large, you know, number of people in the space at one time, I'm able to give, you know, a lot of these tips and strategies and gems, if you will, you know, to a larger group of women. And it, you know, inshallah, my goal is to help them to thrive and to give them resources that they wouldn't necessarily be able to afford. You know, many people don't even go and look over at my page because they're like, you know what? I know that the programs that she offers cost money and I'm just not in a space to do that. And through the 15-week Build Your Boss Biz grant program, you have access to information and resources that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily have access to if you relied on, you know, the money that it would cost to, you know, you to invest in that. And so for a small investment, the program is now $149.99 for investment, you know, for the 15-week program. And so essentially that's about $10 a week. You know, just imagine, you know, paying $10 a week to have access to information, have access to a coach that, you know, can provide you with the tools, tips, and strategies that she uses to help businesses make 6 and 7 figures. You have access to that for 15 whole weeks, 15 weeks straight. You have access to that person and you have access to that information. So inshallah, if you are listening to this, when this airs or you listen to this later, check us out. This is a program that, you know, inshallah, God willing, we will continue. And I think that it's so necessary. And like I said, you know, we did a first round of this, you know, we've amplified the program, we've made the program better, but we did a first version of this from January to March of 2021. And, you know, it had phenomenal success. And so we, you know, I revamped the program and I'm bringing it back, you know, bigger and better. And also we added 2 more weeks to it as well. So I'm excited for this cohort to start. They will start June 4th, which is when this episode airs. It'll be the Friday of this week, inshallah. So I'm excited for this new group to learn about their businesses and to help them to propel their businesses and ultimately their lives forward. And, you know, this is extremely important for me because I remember when I first started my coaching business almost 5 years ago and the resources I needed to learn so that I could run a successful business, you know, I was short on money. And many of the things I learned, I did so through trial and error. And ultimately, it cost me money. It cost me time and money. You know, I not having the resources, you know, I would have to, you know, finagle something. So, you know, where something, if I had the right resources or I had the money to be able to do it, where I could pay someone, you know, a person that, you know, was learned in IT or learned in, you know, a particular area or had a skill, you know, where it would take them maybe 20, 30 minutes to do something. If I had the funds, the resources to be able to pay them, then I wouldn't have spent, you know, maybe a day. I remember when I first started this podcast, you know, I was doing doing all everything. I was doing every part of the process myself. I was recording them on, you know, Zoom, and then, you know, I was, you know, having to transcribe it and then, you know, cut it down and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I didn't have the resources. I didn't have, you know, I didn't have the knowledge, you know, the know-how of, you know, oh, there's an app for that, or, you know, you can get a person to do this. And so, you know, I ended up having to go the long route. And, you know, I'm thankful for that because it helped me to have an appreciation when I could afford to pay someone to, you know, cut up the podcast or, you know, to transcribe it or whatever the case may be. And so, you know, but all of that came over time. All of that came from asking questions, you know, first just doing it, you know, to get it done, but then, you know, having to backtrack and then, you know, finding people that said, hey, no, why don't you try this? Or there's this resource available. So I'm appreciative for, you know, having gone through it. But if I can help someone, you know, kind of skip all of those steps so that they can get closer to their goals a lot faster, you know, that's what I want to do. So, you know, after trying all the free shortcuts, I began investing in my personal and business development while I worked my 9-to-5. So right at the top of when I started BUNHD LLC, I was still very much working my 9-to-5. And, you know, after I got off of work, I would, you know, I worked only a mile from home. So, you know, I would run home, you know, cook dinner, make sure everything was set up for my kids. And essentially by, you know, 6:30, I would be sitting down at the kitchen table and I would be mapping out what did I want to do? What did I want my business to look like? What events did I want to have? Who was the person that I wanted to impact with my business? And, you know, I did that for months, you know, before I finally, you know, started my LLC, you know, pulled the trigger on my LLC. And I continued to do that while I was growing my business so that it could replace my 9-to-5 income. So I essentially bring that, you know, to the table when I'm speaking with women. I'm not just speaking from, you know, I read this in a book somewhere or it's regurgitated from someone that I know. This is actually stuff that I went through. And, you know, I began investing in my personal and business development, like I said earlier, while I was still working my 9-to-5. So I had to work my, you know, development and the classes and the conferences that I wanted to attend. I had to work that around my work schedule and my vacation schedule. So a lot of the learning, you know, the personal development, if I had to go somewhere, that happened around my work schedule. And I remember my very first conference cost me $400. And I remember that being a lot of money. I had never, you know, outside of college or, you know, taking courses for work or something like that, I had never invested, you know, so much money into my, you know, personal or business development. And so it was definitely foreign to me. And I know many of you out there, it's foreign to you too. It's like, you know, $400, do you know what I can do with $400? But, you know, that very first conference, you know, when I think about it, that very first conference, the knowledge that I gained from that conference, I'm still pulling from and using today. And so it is, that $400 investment has helped me to probably make 100 times that initial investment over the last, you know, few years. My second conference, I would say, has probably been the most impactful. I still am learning from that conference. Years later, I still go to my notes that I had in that conference, different pamphlets and work booklets and that kind of worksheets that I got from that conference. I am still pulling from that. It was that impactful. And that second conference cost me between $1,200 and $2,000, you know, based on the conference price plus ticket, airfare, you know, hotel, all that kind of stuff. It cost me almost $2,000. But the beauty of that is I gained the most from that. You know, I was able to write, you know, my different books from that. I was able to create different programs from that conference. Right then and there, that weekend of the conference, it was a 3-day conference. That weekend, I created a program that I'm still using today, that 15-week Build Your Boss Biz Grant program. Many of what is found in that particular program was created, or I'm pulling from that particular conference and things that I learned about myself, about my business, about business as a whole, about strategy and marketing and advertising. You know, I learned from that, you know, particular conference. And, you know, till today, I'm still investing, you know, thousands of dollars a year annually you know, in my personal and business development. I take, you know, coaching, I take, you know, classes about my business and learning something new in the industry, e-commerce specifically. E-commerce is changing daily. You know, there are new ways to, you know, market and advertise your business. There are new ways to, you know, new payment processors, all kinds of stuff that, you know, you need to stay abreast of so that, you know, you're, you know, you can make it a faster checkout experience for your customer. You can, you know, make sure that, you know, the speed of, you know, how a person maneuvers through your website, et cetera. Like there's just so much that, you know, you can learn or that you should be learning about your business, for your business, et cetera. And you need to be investing in that, you know, as a part of my budget. Every year, every month, I know that I'm going to, you know, I have a budget where I'm going to spend X, Y, and Z. There are programs and conferences that I participate in every single year, and I do so because of either networking or the information that I'm going to receive from this particular, you know, conference. So, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, you can go on YouTube, you can go on Google. I am a strong, strong, strong proponent of using YouTube University, Google University, of using all of those to learn and to seek out information. But I am a stronger proponent of you actually paying for it. You know, free services and information is great. And only a small percentage of people value what they get for free. And so I'll let you know, for instance, me, you know, anytime I was in the presence of a mentor or a person that I considered a mentor or a person that was, you know, in a position, you know, further along than I was, I made sure that I was paying attention, and I was paying attention as if I paid. You know, how much would I pay to sit down with XYZ mentor? And if the answer was, you know, $1,000, $2,000, in some cases, some of these people charge tens of thousands of dollars to, you know, be with them for a day. If I knew that that was the value, I paid attention as if I was paying that value. And so there's a small percentage of people that do that. There are some people that, you know, take what a person is saying and they're giving them the game. They're giving them $1 million worth of game, so to speak. And, you know, they take it for granted. They don't take notes. They don't apply what they've learned, you know, from a session of what they, you know, what they've just learned, right? And so what I've learned over time is that, you know, only a small percentage of people value what they get for free. And so people who pay attention, and, you know, I was no different. And so, you know, for me, yes, you know, in those rooms, I paid attention, but I paid more to even more attention when I had to, you know, shell out that $1,200, $2,000, right? Because it was money at that time that, yes, I had it, but I didn't see necessarily the value in it just as, you know, as of yet. But after I left that conference, I would have probably paid 10 times that for the information that I received that weekend. That's how much information I got. And, you know, when I think about, you know, from a, you know, $1,200, you know, $2,000 investment, you know, what I've been able to produce as far as income, I've been able to produce a six-figure income, you know, over time, almost a seven-figure income over time from a $1,200 investment, $2,000 investment. So it's important to understand, you know, that it's an investment and you're going to reap the reward of it. You know, maybe it's knowledge, maybe it's networking, maybe it's all of the above and more, right? So when you pay for a service, you take it seriously, your ears perk up, you show more interest in getting the benefit from that service or information. And as I said, I remember that conference where I made that investment, and I remember paying attention to the most minute detail, the language and timing of email communication, the language and timing of, you know, the delivery during, you know, during the presenter, when she was presenting, you know, I listened intently. I looked at her body language, et cetera. I learned so much from that. The decor and the room set, the sessions and of course the course information. So from this conference, I learned how I wanted my coaching business to run and what I wanted to leave people with whenever they interacted with me. And so I want to get into specifics as far as to, you know, how can you build a six-figure e-commerce biz in 6 months with zero experience? We're going to go through about 4 steps, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. So how can you build a six-figure e-commerce biz in 6 months if you have zero experience? So the first thing, step one for me, so, you know, fast forward, you know, 4+ years, my business has grown exponentially and I'm still learning every day how to grow my business. But the first thing that I did, the first step that I did was make the commitment. And I think, you know, we miss out on this step. Yeah, we miss out on this step with the commitment piece because we feel like, as it is, women, we do this, we do this, we do this, we do this. You know, we can make the commitment to our children. We can make the commitment to a boss. We can make the commitment to a friend. We can make the commitment to a family member, right? But when it comes to making commitments to ourselves, you know, if anything else gets in the way, we kind of put what we want on the back burner. And, you know, one of the things that I spend, you know, my time during coaching, whether it's one-on-one or whether it's group, is understanding that the things that you want to pursue, the goals that you have in life are very important. And they are just as or even more important in some cases than the commitments that you make to other people, right? And, you know, if you're not happy, then, you know, how can you make other people happy? Or how can you, you know, add value in other spaces when you're not living out your full truth, or you're not living the life that you want to live? You're busy helping someone else to do it, right? And so, you know, commitment and that commitment to ourselves is one of the areas that I think that we skip. And I think that it's where we need to spend the most amount of our time. So, you know, the first thing you must do is stop complaining and making excuses and commit to your goals. This is another thing that we do. You know, we complain, we complain, we complain. And I remember hearing this story, and I think I've told this before during the podcast. And Lisa Nichols said this, and she told a story about, you know, this dog that used to lie on this porch next to this woman. It's either a woman or a man. I can't remember, you know, the gender. But, you know, the dog was lying there. And, you know, every, you know, so often the dog would, you know, screech in pain, like, you know, screeching out in pain. And, you know, finally, you know, she worked up the courage to say, hey, you know, why does the dog, you know, keep doing that? And, you know, so the woman, man, I don't know which, you know, which what the gender is. We'll say it's a woman. And so the woman said, you know, the dog, you know, is sitting on the nail, and, you know, the nail is hurting it just enough for it to screech out in pain, but not enough for it to actually move. And so I want us to correlate, you know, that to us, you know, complaining, you know, and stop complaining. You know, I hear from a lot of women, you know, I want to start a business, and I want to start a business so that I can be with my children. I want to start a business so that I can make the income that I want to make. I want to start a business so that I can make the impact that I want to make. You know, I want to start a business so, you know, that I find, you know, the fulfillment that I'm looking for that I don't get in my 9-to-5 job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? And, you know, it's not enough to just say it. You know, it's not enough to dream it. It's not enough to want it. It's not enough to say it. You have to really, 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 and truly want it for yourself. And then the second part of it is you have to believe that it's possible, right? So part of that, making that commitment, is believing that it's possible, you know, writing down the goals, right? So writing down the goals, many people don't even write down their goals. I know when I was selling, you know, my Boss Hijabi planner, right when it first came out back in 2019, you know, I had many women say, I received my planner, you know, by January, February, they hadn't even written in it. You know, I had created this entire, you know, class showing them how to use the planner. You know, I sent them the recording, how to use it, how to get the most benefit out of it, et cetera. And months down the line, you know, 2, 3, 4, some people still to today, this is now 2021. It's an undated planner. So, you know, they can use it whenever they want, but many of them haven't even used the planner, and they haven't used the planner. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, there's the fear of success, the fear of committing to your goals, and then, you know, fearing success. You know, some people say it's failure, but it's actually the fear of success. If I write these things down, now I've made the commitment to get this done. And some people write things down, but they don't put a date next to it. They're afraid to put a date next to it. They're afraid to give, you know, their business start date a deadline, or an event that they want to put on a deadline, or, you know, writing a book a deadline. They're afraid to give a deadline to these things, because if they give it a deadline, that means that they've made the commitment to get these things done. And so, you know, number one in this process is making the commitment to actually achieve your goals. So write them down, put a date next to them. And one of the things that I want us as women to do, and I really and sincerely, if you're listening to this, I want you to make the commitment to yourself, make a promise to yourself that you're going to take everyone else's words and needs and opinions out of your head as you're going through this process. It's okay. It's okay to put yourself first. It's okay to want more from your life than what you currently have. It's okay to, you know, want to pursue entrepreneurship. It's okay to, if you are a mother, if you are a woman who works a 9-to-5, but you want more for yourself, it's okay to have those dreams. Not only is it okay for you to have those dreams, it's okay for you to manifest them too. They don't have to stay dreams. They don't have to stay things that, oh, just, you know, you mull around in your head, or, you know, every other weekend you go to an event and you vend and, you know, you make, you know, a few thousand dollars and then you come home and then, you know, you wait until the next vending event, or you may wait till the next conference, you know, to be able to vend again, or to experience, you know, making your own money, or, you know, seeing something that you created bring joy and delight to other people, right? You don't have to do that. So let go of, you know, everyone else's words and needs and opinions, and just take them out of your head and focus on what you want for your life. Focus on what you want it to look like, and understand that your business can facilitate that lifestyle for you. I spoke to a client recently, and, you know, it was probably after our first month of working together. And, you know, after the first month, you know, she couldn't believe how much money she had made in her business. She had only ever made, you know, 4 figures in her business. She had never made 5 figures in her business. And, you know, now 2 months in a row, this particular business is making 5 figures in their business, right? And, you know, one of the things that she said to me is, I can't believe that this is what's possible from my business. You know, I never thought that I would actually be able to provide for my family, or I would actually be able to give my family things, you know, that, you know, I want for them, and my business facilitated it. And so I want to say to you, just like I said to, you know, this particular business owner, absolutely, it's possible. Anything that you put your mind to and that, you know, is in your qadr, right? You know, Allah gives you permission to do, you're able to do. And, you know, with a bismillah and, you know, just asking God to be in front of you, asking God to, you know, put his blessing on it, you can absolutely do, you know, you can absolutely do, and you can achieve. And through your business, you can live the lifestyle that you want to live, both for yourself and for your family. And I want to preface this whole lifestyle piece. It's not about, you know, big homes, flashy cars, et cetera. It's not about that. It's whatever you make it, whatever the goals that you have for your money, it's one, okay for you to have those as goals for your money. If it is, you know, the nice house and the flashy car and the, you know, the vacations, right? If that is your goal, that's your business. And, you know, may Allah, you know, grant you tawfiq, you know, success in that. And may he place barakah, blessing in that, if that's what you want. But if you want them to go to better schools, if you want to be able to travel, you know, with your children, show them different parts of the world, whatever your goals are, they're valid goals, and you have the right to go after them and achieve them. And the moment you stop complaining and making excuses and you start committing is the moment that you will begin to see success, is the moment that you will begin to manifest the life that you want to manifest. So I'm asking you, as you are listening to this right now, is to make the commitment to pray for what you want. Ask God for the discernment to know what your next move should be, and then commit yourself to taking action versus inaction. And when you take action towards your goals, it puts the wheels in motion, and the resources you thought were impossible to attain start showing up. And, you know, I am, you know, living proof of that. You know, I didn't know, you know, I like to tell these stories, and you may have heard them before if you've been in a room longer than 5 minutes with me. I'm not ashamed to share my story. I'm not ashamed to share, you know, where I come from, you know, the different things that I've experienced in my life. But one of the beautiful things that I will tell you is that many of the things that I've achieved in the last 5 years that I'm extremely, extremely proud proud of, right? Alhamdulillah, you know, I was able to, you know, Allah was able to facilitate these things for me, and I was able to manifest these things, alhamdulillah, by Allah's permission. None of it is by my own accord. All of it is by Allah's permission, God's permission. But I wanted to share that, you know, the beauty of this is that I didn't have the knowledge prior to this. You know, I didn't necessarily know, you know, the people. I didn't necessarily have the resources. I didn't necessarily know, you know, how I was going to bring this thing about. But I prayed and then I said, hey, God, bring me the people, bring me the resources, give me the knowledge. I want to be able to, you know, host a podcast. I want to be able to have a play. I want to be able to write a book. And, you know, the moment that I made those prayers, you know, something came up in my email or someone said, hey, you know, I have, you know, this book writing workshop that I'm doing. Would you like to join? And, you know, the money came as well, you know, so the money to be able to pay for these things came as well. Whereas before it was like, I could never afford, you know, to spend $2,000 or have, you know, the disposable income, $2,000 to spend on, you know, a retreat on my own. My job paid for those things, right? So, you know, for my job to pay for that, you know, okay. But for me, out of my own pocket to pay for my own personal and business development, it wasn't something that I could necessarily see, but it was something that I knew that I needed. And so, you know, I say that to you as well. With your business, make the commitment. Make the commitment and, you know, understand that your business goals will facilitate your personal goals. And so, you know, if something in your life costs $4,000, how can I make an additional $4,000 in my business so that I can pay myself from my business to be able to get this thing done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right. And then, you know, the next step is get specific on your growth goals. And so this particular step is specific to business and your e-commerce business, right? So get specific on your growth goals. And, you know, this first section is, you know, goals for new business owners and what it may look like. Mindset is huge. And so I think I spent, you know, probably the last, you know, 5 to 10 minutes talking about mindset essentially and, you know, shifting your mindset and transforming the way that you think about business, the way that you think about, you know, your personal and business development, the way that you think about how you can get things done. And so for new business owners, the first thing that they must commit to is shifting that mindset. So commit to reading different books and taking courses to shift your mindset, and then commit to a goal. A goal may look like starting your LLC, brainstorming products or services, doing, you know, research, knowing who your target audience is. The list can go on and on and on and on. And one of the things that I want to really, really, really help you to understand is that all of this is a process, but it does not mean that it's a long process. Many people think, okay, I need to learn my target audience. It's something that, you know, in 30 minutes to an hour, you can actually write down and hash out. And many people, what they do is they overthink. They overthink. So if my target audience is a specific, you know, person, they're 36, they have 2 children, they earn this amount of money, et cetera, et cetera. You know what people do? Oh, you know, well, that's not possible. Or I'm never going to be able to find this person. Listen, there are almost 8 billion people on the planet. There's someone for your product or service and or service out there. No matter how much you niche it down, there is someone out there for your product or service, right? Who needs what your business sells and has. And you just have to do the work to find them. So, you know, one of the things that I will tell you is, you know, commit to the goal. No matter if you don't know how you're going to get from point A to point Z, I want you to make the commitment. And I'm going to pray, say this as a prayer, but at the same time, say this with confidence. You will be able to achieve it. Amen. Amen. However you want to say it. Amen. Amen. Whatever. Right. You will be able to bring it to fruition. And for those veteran business owners out there, you may need to retarget your target market. You may need to revamp your products. You may need to, you know, nix products altogether. You know, businesses that I've worked with one-on-one coaching, you know, every single month, there have been products that we have removed completely from their lineup because they weren't viable. They weren't products that their audience or their target audience was, you know, market was responding to. And so we nix those products altogether. And don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of, okay, well, this product, I already put it out there. I already said this is what I had. Don't be afraid to pivot and shift, towards, attaining your goal. For business owners, I cannot tell you, preface this enough, how many business owners don't know their numbers. They don't know how much money their business makes. They don't know where their money comes from. They don't know where their platform comes from. They may have a Shopify, Squarespace, Wix, any type of platform that you use, GoDaddy, Big Cartel, whichever platform you use. They have an analytics and metrics system. Are you utilizing it? Do you know, how many, sales you make? Do you know what your average sale is? Do you know how much money on average you make a day? Do you know how much profit, what's your profit margin on each particular product, and so on and so on and so on, right? Know these numbers, what your business makes, what you need to make to be profitable. What are the metrics and processes that will help you get there? Did you know, and here's something that I want to tell people, some people, I'll say, you can be a six-figure or seven-figure business. I can look at a person's product. I can look at their logo. I can look at, the target market that they have. And I can tell you whether this is a six-figure or seven-figure business. If within 365 days, they will hit six figures or seven figures if they put in the work. I can tell that probably within the first hour or two of listening to someone talk about their business and them showing me their products, showing me their vision for their products. I can literally tell you that. And a lot of times when I say to someone who is barely making $1,000 a month that they have a $100,000 business and, in 6 months, they can essentially be at the $100,000 mark, they look at me as if I have four heads. And it's okay. I'm, confident and strong enough in, my capabilities and what I know about the different industries in saying, yes, your business can make six figures. Yes, your business can make seven figures and beyond, right? And so it only takes $274 in a day in your business for your business to generate $100,000 this year. And, we're about to approach June, right? We're at the 6 months mark. We're just, 30 days, 29 days shy of, the 6 month mark where half of the year is gone. And I will tell you, there are still some six figure and seven figure businesses out there if they apply themselves, if they do the work, if they put in the effort, if they refocus and, shift if necessary. There are still some six and seven figure businesses out there. It's possible. So how many products do you need to sell to achieve your goal? What is your price point? Do you have different price points, et cetera, right? And so, what is it that you know about your business? And then what is it that you don't know, right? Look at the questions that your customers are asking you in DM or via email. Do your products answer those questions? Can you create a product that answers those questions, right? So start asking yourself these small questions first. And the same formula you use for one sale is how you will acquire the rest. And so if you went live one time and you made one sale, if you need to make 10 sales a day in order to make that $274, what do you need to do in order to be able to get to that goal of 274, right? One sale is worth, $100, okay, how many more people do you need to get in front of? And how many more times do you need to put yourself out there in a day to hit that 274 a day? You may have to go live three times in a day. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with reaching out to people, connecting with people, et cetera. So the same formula you use for one sale is how you will acquire the rest. It takes repetition to get it right, and it takes repetition to get in front of the right people. We'll be right back after this break. Step three, networking. Networking with intention, be authentic and add value in every space. A lot of people make this mistake. They show up in someone's email or tag a person or they in their DM and they're posting or promoting their product or their service. And they haven't made the connection. They haven't made an introduction. They haven't made a connection. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, hey, you know, your platform, you've grown your platform, and I see you help other people, and I see you, et cetera. But you don't know the relationship. You don't know the relationship that has been built over time with the particular person that that particular, you know, person may be promoting. You don't know if that person is a mentee. You don't know if that person is a person that has, you know, paid for their program over time. And, you know, they're, you know, offering up their platform to help them to move their business forward. And, you know, by not creating the relationship, you're almost coming to the table with a sense of entitlement that, you know, okay, I want my business to, you know, kick off. So, you know, this particular person has a platform. Hey, I'm just going to, you know, tell this person, hey, can you promote, you know, my program, or you can promote my thing. And where did you add value? Where did you give, right? You know, one of the formulas that, you know, I suggest when you're on social media, and you can use this formula in many different ways, including promoting your product, but specifically when it comes to creating relationships and networking. And that is, you know, give, 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 and then ask, right? How can you add value? You know, I will tell you, coming up in the coaching space, I've been in rooms where I've been with people where, you know, they may ask you a question, and you may stand up and you may ask the question, or answer the question, or whatever the case may be. And that right there is a layup for you, right? That's a chance to get the exposure, but you're doing the work and you're adding value, you know, or, you know, you're coming on, you know, someone's podcast, maybe for free initially, or you're, you know, maybe speaking at an event and you're, you know, speaking for free, or, you know, maybe you're, you know, a volunteer at someone's, you know, event, but you're adding value. You're gaining information, but you're also being of value. You know, maybe you'll come into a space where, you know, maybe you see something that can be changed or tweaked, and, you know, maybe you pull the person aside and you say, hey, you know, I really enjoy XYZ. You know, we'd really like to see XYZ, and add value. You know, come to the table with something as opposed to trying to take something away all the time. You'll actually gain more when you follow that formula, the give, 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 and then ask. You'll actually gain more than when you ask, 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 and you never give, or you never, you know, offer up you know, the value. So something, if I can give some advice, don't just show up in someone's email or tag a person, you know, and ask them, you know, to promote you. You know, invest the time and effort to get to know someone. You know, I think in this age of social media and technology, you know, we've kind of lost, you know, some of our social skills to where you can say, hey, how's it going? Nice sweater. You know, oh, I like the way, you know, you said that, et cetera. Hi, my name is, right? We've kind of lost that, you know, and it's really just about, you know, just me, 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 me. How can we make this about, you know, us, and also about, you know, giving and being, you know, a person of service, right? A lot of people think that proximity to success equals success. You know, they want, you know, the fast track, right? So, you know, if I'm seen in this picture with so-and-so, you know, it's the validation that I need for more people to co-sign me. You know, I've watched this from afar. I've watched people up close, and I've also watched people from afar do this, where, you know, they'll take a picture with a celebrity, or they'll take a picture with someone who is known in a particular industry, and they believe that it gives them validation and it gives them clout. It doesn't, right? You doing the work is what gives you validation and clout. You know, a lot of times, you know, you may be, you know, posting up in a picture, but then it's like, okay, well, are you a fan or are you a peer, right? So if you want to be seen as a peer, you may not take that photo op, right? You may look for an opportunity to be on the stage with the person versus taking the picture. And, you know, so just, you know, some words of advice that, you know, don't look for the cosign. Cosign yourself, validate yourself, right? So proximity to success does not mean you'll be successful. And, you know, it is said that, you know, we will be rewarded by our intention. And so if your intention is to gain clout by posting a picture with a person, you're going to be rewarded with your intention, which is to gain clout by being in proximity. So you may gain clout by being in proximity, but it doesn't mean that someone is going to buy your program, or someone's going to buy your service, or someone's going to buy your product, right? So that's something that, you know, you should keep in mind. You know, I have many mentors, many people that I've met over the years, famous people. I don't have a picture. I don't have a picture of anything, you know, but I have the knowledge that I gained from them. I have the experience, you know, that I gained, you know, from them that I can now pull from years and years and years and years later. And so, you know, someone sending you a picture that they took of you, you know, in proximity to a person, that's different than you, you know, taking the picture and then you posting, you know, it up and then using it, you know, for the purposes of saying, hey, see, look, I was with this person. Hey, buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. I pray that that makes sense. You know, if I take this picture with this celebrity, it's the validation I need to make a sale. If I pay this influencer, it will be the cosign I need to sell more products. Okay. This influencer piece, right? And I pray that I don't, you know, make anyone upset or anything like that, right? The influencer game is really a great game to be in. I'm not gonna lie. You know, being in the influencer game is a great place to be in. You know, those influencers, you know, front face people that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily front face on your own without them, right? But be careful in thinking that because you pay an influencer or because you have an influencer, you send them your products, that that's going to necessarily equal sales. 9 times out of 10, it doesn't. It helps the influencer because, you know, they're seen as, you know, they're promoting brands, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, people are more apt to co-sign, you know, you using an influencer later in the game. So like if you're in your first 1 year or 2 years of business, hiring an influencer to promote your products may not be what you want to do. You may want to do that once you have the ability to handle the orders. For example, I forget the young lady's business. I think Beyonce co-signed it, right? So she made like $1 million in a day. The way that she was able to do that is because she already had the processes in place to be able to handle, you know, that volume of orders. Can you imagine if Beyonce co-signed it and she didn't have, you know, the ability to handle the volume of the orders that were coming in? She would have missed out on, you know, a multi-million dollar opportunity, right? And so, you know, think about that. You know, as a strategy of how you're using influencers. I know people that have used influencers and got absolutely zero from having that relationship with the influencer or paying that influencer to do something for them or to showcase their product. And it's because it may not have resonated with the particular influencer's audience, or it came off, you know, as from left field or something like that. You know, there wasn't anything built. You know, when you're using an influencer, you may use them for a few campaigns to where, you know, the influencer is seen as using your products over a period of time. And so their client or their customer is seeing, you know, your products come across their page over a period of time. That's different than that one post and, you know, that cosign from that, you know, particular influencer or celebrity. So just, you know, be careful in using that, you know, for, you know, one, you know, you want to make sure that you're, you know, you're getting what you're investing in, you know, that you're getting back what you want for your investment. And the second thing is that you'll be able to handle the influx of orders that you may get from a celebrity or influencer cosign. So just something to think about. When you're using the influencer strategy as a strategy. All right. So, you know, cosigns usually happen when you're already established and have put in the work to be on someone's radar. By this time, you have the processes in place to handle the volume that a Beyonce or an Oprah cosign can yield. Every day you should aim to meet at least 10 new people in person or virtually. This will actually help to build your business and you build sales, et cetera, more so than the, you know, money or time investment of hiring an influencer initially. So when someone follows you on social media, thank them for the follow and ask how you can support them. This will create connection and lead to sales and referrals. So leading to more people, more eyes on your page. The more you create a relationship and you network and you create relationships with people, the more people that you will find that will support you and will support you for your authenticity and genuinely want to support your brand, et cetera, whether they're consuming it or, you know, whether they're, you know, just helping you to promote it. That step number four is to seek mentors and coaches. And so I talked about this in step one. And I talked about, you know, how, you know, seeking mentors and coaches early on, how it's beneficial and how it will help you to not waste time and other resources, right? So you will go much further with a mentor and a coach. Ideally, you should have many. And don't get stuck in this mindset that I find many people do where they can only be loyal to only one person teaching them. You know, no one person knows everything. You know, initially, you know, you may start out learning from a particular person. And once, you know, you feel like you've exhausted what they've taught you, then you move on to the next person. You know, I can honestly say I have learned from many, many, many mentors, and I have a coach for every area of my life I want to focus on. I have a spiritual coach, financial coach, business coach, and mindset coach. And you know, as you grow, you may not need them as much as you did in the beginning, but quarterly meetings have been essential to keeping me on track to achieving my long-term goals without losing focus. And so, you know, utilizing your mentors and coaches to help you, you know, I know that I have been known to, you know, call a mentor and say, hey, you know, this is what I'm experiencing right now. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they'll say, okay, a level up is about to happen. These types of things usually happen when a level up is about to happen. Here's a resource that I recommend that you reach out to, or here is, you know, a book or something like that that may help you in this particular instance. So I pray that you have enjoyed these tips, and I will be covering more in depth strategies and tips, as well as providing tools and resources in my upcoming 15-week Build Your Boss Biz grant program. And I'm going to share with you, as I said at the top of the episode, the full 15-week breakdown for you guys so that you can, you know, join as well and, you know, make that investment in your business. So we kick off June 4th, which is this upcoming Friday. So mindset shifting and development from employee to entrepreneur. This is important. So while you may still be working a 9-to-5 job, it's important to make that shift from an employee mindset to an entrepreneurial mindset. You can still be an employee and have an entrepreneurial mindset. So I'm excited for that kickoff in week one. Week two is business idea development. And by the way, both of those sessions are live. So week one is live and week two are both live. And business idea development. And so what this looks like for a new entrepreneur is they may come to the table, and I see this every single time I do these classes. I've done different versions of this particular program over the years. And every single time, that first class with the business idea development, a person comes with a notebook of 3 or 4 business ideas, and we have to kind of hash out just one. Right? Because you can only focus on one business idea at a time. And it essentially will take you 6 months to a year of, you know, laser focus on a particular type of business before you can start to maneuver and move to something else. All right. And that's just the real on that. And it may even take you longer than that, depending on your particular scenario, industry, type of business. So week three, what type of business should I be running? This is a pre-recorded week. And so is week four. It's also pre-recorded, how to stay the course in your business. Week five and week six, one of those is a live session. We may switch one of the weeks. So choosing your target audience and developing your branding strategy, right? So we may flip those weeks because target audience needs to be a live session. Week seven, first pitch, what's your brand story? It's a live session because we're actually going to have the participants pitch their brand for the first time and, you know, talk about their particular brand and what's the story behind their brand. Why are they in business? Why do they do what they do? Week eight is where is my customer? So doing market research. And how to continuously do that. Another live session. Week nine is how to create content for your business. Another live session. Week 10 is 168 hours, do more in less time. Week 11 is matching your behavior to desired results. Week 12, very, 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 very important week, which is know your numbers. Also a live session. Week 13 is how to pitch investors. This will be the pitch application process. And this will be where whether you pitch for the $1,500 business grant that I offer through this program, or and or you want to approach investors, you'll be able to do that after week 13. Week 14 will be the course wrap-up Q&A. That's a live session. And then week 15 will be the live pitch contest. And at the end of the 15-week program, 5 finalists will be selected from the application process in week 13 to pitch their business in front of a live panel of judges. And one participant will be chosen as the winner of the $1,500 grant to fund their business. This is real money. We had Taqwa Hassan of the Black Box Collection actually win in the first cohort of this, of a version of this program. So we will continue that $1,500 grant that we are giving businesses. I had a lot of questions about this. The live sessions are held Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and every session is recorded, and participants will receive the live recording each week. So I'm, you know, very, very, very excited about this, and excited for all of you that will be joining this program. So please tune in for my inspirational quote of the week, which is coming up next. My inspirational quote of the week is an excerpt from my new book, Pray and Grow Rich, A Faith Choice, page 218 on strategy. Strategize for the things you can't see. Let me explain. We can't see Jannah, paradise, but we all want to go there based on God's description of it. We believe in God for those things we work and toil for in this life, like following the blueprint he left us via his books to get to Jannah. If we believe these books to be true and paradise is true, then we believe what is in between this life and the next life are also true. We have the capacity to create with our current actions the life we desire with the time we have left. What gets in the way? The enemy. The enemy is not after your money or your stuff. He wants things that are far more valuable: your mind, your optimistic attitude, your heart, your faith, and your peace. Prayer must be a part of your strategy. It keeps you connected to the one that sends down angels to protect you. Assess where you are right now. Be honest with yourself. If you are at level one, be there fully. Embrace everything at that level. Soak in all the knowledge you can and work to apply everything you learn at that level. Don't try to skip levels. You'll miss something, either the beauty of the climb or something you'll need later that you didn't take the time to learn. Make a list of your goals and hyper-focus on one at a time until it manifests. Strategize as to which goal you'll tackle first. What will you need to accomplish it? Then execute. Sis, I say this with all the love in my heart. I don't care how hard or how scared or unprepared you think you are. Pray and ask God to prepare you for the task at hand. We need your contribution. I've been there and I'm still on this journey with you. I wrote this book scared. Everything I've done, I had a moment of doubt. Then I remember the life I previously lived that wasn't guided by God. I was just existing, not in a place where God could consistently use me, and I've never want to go back there. If this is you, darling, recite the dua of Musa alayhi salam, the prayer of Moses. O Lord, open for me my chest, grant me self-confidence, contentment, and boldness. Ease my task for me and remove the impediment from my speech so they may understand what I say. Quran, Surah 20, verses 25 through 28. God will bring it forth indeed. God is subtle and acquainted. Quran 31:16. Once you get the hang of it and start seeing results, repeat. Make prayer a part of your business strategy. Schedule it into your day. Make it your go-to when the day is not quite going your way. One of the most peaceful times of the day as you run your business is when you stop for prayer, express gratitude for your blessings, and ask for what you need in that moment or for the best outcome from your efforts. Show up, do, and leave the rest to God. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace. Assalamu alaikum. This has been another spectacular episode of Boss Hijabipreneur, brought to you by BUNHD LLC and the Not Without My Hijab stage play. To find out more about services for women of faith in business and the next city up on the tour, visit www.bunhd.com. It is our hope here at BUNHD that after each episode, you will be empowered to have a deeper connection in your spirituality, personal, and business relationships. As women of faith, we have a responsibility to learn our religion, apply it to our daily lives, and to make a positive contribution in our local and global community.